Morning, Lady Solicitor. This is Emily.
Oh, hi, Emily. I'm just calling up just to find out some information. I've got two male cockatiels that have been living together since about April, but all of a sudden one of them is actually mounting the other, and I just was curious on to know if that's a bad thing or a good thing. Or
so they're definitely like they're definitely males.
Well, I know that the white cockatiel that I have, the older one, he's definitely male as he sings and stuff like that.
Yep.
And we were told that the other male, like the other one, was a male, but I just thought I'd bring just to be safe, just in case.
Yeah. I mean, like, without us having a look at it, it's so hard for me to tell you, like, you know, yes, it's definitely a male or anything like that. The mounting of each other, like, it is coming into breeding season, and we're, because of the wet weather, we're getting it a lot sooner. So they will kind of do that with each other sometimes, but it could also just be a, like, sort of imbalance going on in the cage. It's not, like, not usually an aggression thing, but for him to be actually mounting the other one to actually let him, I would be a bit more concerned that, like, maybe he's not a boy and maybe you've got a little female as well. just because they don't usually just sit there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's okay. How much would it be to get the, like, DNA tested?
So your other one, is it a, like, pearl? Like, is it a white mutation or...
So the one that...
The new one.
The new one, he's sort of like, he's got the orange cheeks and the yellow and grey kind of colour.
Okay. Yeah. Alrighty. Well, like, he probably, like, it could also, could definitely still be a boy. It just could be that they are very fond of each other. look, our consult's 170. We can sex them because cockatiels are dimorphic, so they have that differentiation in colouring and their feathers between male and female. So we don't usually have to DNA sex, but if we do, it's $66. But with cockatiels, we don't usually need to.
Okay, that's all good. I might possibly, I'll just talk to my husband and see. And we might come in and get that done just in case, because I don't want to have to come home one day and there'll be babies everywhere.
Have they got any sort of, like, are they shredding any of the paper or, like, in their cage or, like, doing any of that sort of nesting sort of behaviours that you've noticed?
Not really.
They're just mounting each other.
It's just the one, the older cockatiel that we've had. Now he's mounting the other one because the other one is, he'd be over one by now, because when we first got him, it was about 5 months. So, and they were in separate cages, but they have been together since, for roughly about April, I think it was. And all of a sudden, he's just kind of, like, started doing it. He does sometimes, it's around one of the food bowls, so mostly when he does it. So I don't know if he's doing it to be more, like, dominant or something, but...
Yeah. They, it definitely can be, it can also, like it's just saying, just be a bit of a hormone imbalance. Probably recommend bringing in the older one for a health check if he's the one who's been doing, like, rubbing himself on other things prior to the new activity of the other bird, then it's probably best to bring him in for a health check and just see if there is anything else that we can sort of do to sort of shut off that reproductive drive to stop him from doing that and being a bit of a pest to his friend.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't want that to happen to me, that's for sure. But, yeah, he doesn't seem like... It happened yesterday, and I think the other one that was doing the mounting was, like, he had his, like, nails dug into his back and was, like, biting his neck.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what, but I'll see what my husband reckons, but I dare say we'll probably bring him in at some stage soon and get him looked at, just to make sure that he's not female. Because if he is, then, yeah, he's going to have to be, well, they're going to have to be separated. But thank you. I'll get a call back soon if I work out what we want to do.
Yep, no stress at all. You have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye.
Bye.